Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. Well, I'm standing here ironing. Yes, I'm ironing. Who came up with this thing that our clothes should be flat and smooth and not possessing the natural crinkles that cotton does when it's just been laundered? Yes, it might look better, but really, if everybody just agreed to just walk around like tramps, it would save it would save us a load of hassle. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I don't do sort of ironing in any quantity. It usually gets done as it's needed. That goes for everything. School uniforms a lot. I am my little lad's school uniform in the morning before he goes to school. It takes me 30 seconds and it's over and done with. The thought of standing there with a basket full of the stuff, just plodding my way through it, just drives me just crazy. I couldn't do it. But you would have thought, wouldn't you, that with the modern technology and this kind of stuff, that we shouldn't have to do ironing anymore, really? Surely they can come up with something to impregnate fabric with, or some kind of magical thing that we could just, like, put a little tub of in the bottom of our wardrobe that would magically uncrease everything as it was hanging up. There must be something like that. Maybe it's a conspiracy theory. Maybe a conspiracy that Mr. Morphy and Mr. Richards got hold of the chemical companies that came up with such a compound and said, you are not allowed to produce this. Or maybe they offered them a rather large sum of money. Maybe they gave them a free iron if they didn't produce it. I don't know. I bluminated. But I've got a bit to do because my good lady wife is leaving me for the weekend to go and do girly things with girly people. So she has left me with a few items to iron for her for the weekend, which I don't mind doing. I'm eager to please and all that malarkey, you know. So there you go. Anyway, I'm flying in the face of ingenuity. Flying in the face of ingenuity? No, that's not right, is it? That means I am being ingenious. That's what I meant to say. I was listening to Phil, Daylight Gambler, this morning, trying out his new headphones. With his phone. I've got a Samsung Galaxy S3, and for some reason the Samsung earbud things with the inline mic that came with the phone, for some reason I think the mic must be broken on it, because I can't record. I can, but it's very, very crackly and very quiet, so I think it must be broken.
Buzzing.
So I'm standing here ironing, and I thought, little boy's playing in his bedroom. So I thought, now would be a perfect time to record an audio boom. But I could sort of prop my phone on the ironing board, but then you'd just hear lots of this stuff. Whoa, sound effect. And probably a lot of thudding as I thud the iron down onto the board. So I thought, what can I do? I can't record hands-free. So, utilising my best experience of being a mechanical engineer and mechanic in Her Majesty's Royal Air Force, I employed my use what's around you mentality. And quite simply, I went to my wardrobe, took out a shirt, unironed, I hasten to add, made sure it was a shirt with a top pocket or a chest pocket, breast pocket, whatever you want to call it, and pop the shirt on, because I'm in the house, I'm just slobbing, aren't I? So I've only got shorts and a t-shirt on, as is my want when I'm at home. So I've just hoid a shirt over the top. Hoid, there's a good word. Hoid a shirt over the top. And plopped my phone into the pocket. So it's only a few inches from my mouth. So hopefully you can all hear me very clearly, without too much hissing and thudding, as I go about my housely chores. There you go. But I need to get microphones are an issue with me at the minute. I've been trying to get my blinking proper podcasting mic to work with my iPad. Not my iPad, the iPad. I have to make that clear. The iPad. So I can use that when recording in Boss Jock Studio. But I can't get it to work. The camera connection kit isn't responding, and apparently there are issues with iOS 7. But then I heard that it actually works now, but it doesn't for me. I'll actually just the other day installed an update, a new update to iOS 7, iOS 7.1.1, which may possibly have allowed it to work. I don't know. So yes, I'm trying to get that to work with the iPad, which is proven to be a bit difficult. And now I've got issues with my Samsung mic as well, and sometimes I just think, does it really matter? Can I just shout really loudly? There you go. Oh god, women's clothes are a nightmare to me, aren't they? They've got blooming lines and folds and creases and frilly bits and stuff, you know. Yeah. It is, isn't it? It's true. And most women, why can't women's clothes go in the tumble dryer? I don't get that. I can't think of it, well, apart from sort of obvious stuff, like, you know, anything that's like hill walkie type, waterproofy gear, anything like that. But most of sort of polo shirts and jeans and that kind of thing could all go in the tumble dryer. But the majority of women's stuff can't. It's bonkers. And it's not about whether it's either cheap or expensive either, because it doesn't seem to matter which shop they come from. Nothing seems to be able to be tumble dried these days when it's designed for adorning the female form, which I don't really get. I still think we should all be tramps. Maybe it's, like I say, maybe it is a conspiracy theory. Maybe there is some wondery treatment out there. I'm waffling a lot, aren't I? I'm just checking, looking down into my pocket to see how long the time is. 7 minutes. You've had 7 minutes of me waffling about ironing and microphones. That's good. I've just listened to Paul Amani after he'd read the article that Mac discovered yesterday. So yeah, it's quite interesting that. To be honest, for one time, seems like I'm kind of right. It looks like from what Paul was saying this morning, that's it. The focus is now 100% on the commercial stuff, and from what he was saying, it looks like what's his face, Rob Proctor, doesn't really want us little people anymore. We're just ancillaries now. But you know, hey, we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, it's interesting, and I did have to laugh. I don't know Mark Rock. I'm sure some of you guys are much more familiar with him and his story, which again, Paul Amani alluded to the other day. Quite an interesting story. I didn't realise that was why he set up Audio Boom in the first place and stuff. But yeah, I did think it was quite funny, that video that he posted on there. Whose Audio Boom was it? It was Paul's, wasn't it? VI Podcasting. Yes, interesting video. If you haven't seen it, I think it was the post from Paul, VI Podcasting, with the Boom Shake the Room, and when the news first broke that the Audio Boom was coming. And yes, it's a very funny Audio Boom to listen to. It's quite amusing listening to him and Claire taking the mickey. But then Mark Rock has posted a very, very funny video in the comments, which is definitely worth a look at. It made me chuckle. But yeah, there we go. Anyway, what time we got? 9 minutes. I better go, hadn't I? And stop boring you good people. I'll probably come back and bore you a bit more later on, because I'm feeling in a bit of a boring people mood today. It's one of those days, I just feel like talking. I feel like talking lots and lots and lots. So I'll probably come back and talk a bit more later on. I should really get a premium. No, I shouldn't get a premium account. I wish I had the wherewithal to get a premium account, plus account, whatever you want to call it. But then again, as Claire said yesterday, am I going to pay for something that I'm never going to actually get, because is it all going to just go boom and, I didn't mean to do that. That was a Freudian slip. Yeah, is it all going to explode next month and there'll be no more Audio Boom? We'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening to me boring you once more, and I hope you're all very well and happy, and I will speak to you all again later. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.